Really understanding humility and putting it into action tends to chip away at shame. It also allows honesty to come to the surface. When we're honest with the Lord, suddenly we find ourselves in a place of freedom, not hiding any longer. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Until we do something about shame, restoration is very difficult. I'd like to put this in the melting pot of thought. One view of humility means not having a need to be more than you are. Successful people are simply who they are, and they don't try to be more than that. Think of people you've worked with who have come into the company with a know-it-all attitude, pretending to be more than they were. Are they still there? Often not. Were they liked? Probably not. Even though we may be enormously successful, we must accept our own failures and mistakes, and even see them as simply part of the process of becoming successful. We should not be surprised by mistakes we or others make. It's going to happen. As long as there's people, as long as there's a devil, we are going to make mistakes. Within our society, there are two very common fears which have gripped people so deeply that they are often paralyzed to the point of not even expressing themselves, hiding themselves away, never speaking out or standing up to be counted. One is the fear of failure or of being wrong. The other is the fear of being contrary. Being in opposition, or more easily expressed as a fear of conflict. We really must accept ourselves as wearing flesh and bone, and that we are human. We must learn to forgive ourselves and go on, not being bound to this earth, but bound to Jesus, seeing ourselves as advancing in faith. I'd like to stop my hiding ways. God is not hidden. We are the ones who are hidden. I think we've hidden ourselves so well we can't even find ourselves anymore. Isaiah 49:9 has a phrase that really jumps out at me. It is, "Show yourselves. Come out wherever you are." That is, show yourselves as in being honest and transparent. Be brave to be accountable. Like little children who are ashamed of their actions and intentions, we hide from God, who is no longer angry with us but wants us to return to His embrace, to reconcile with Him. God doesn't want us to just simply change our minds and keep doing what we're doing, whatever it is that we're so preoccupied with, but to drop our preoccupation with ourselves and the world, receiving the restitution and restoration worked by the blood of Jesus, who loves us with an everlasting love.